constraining the cosmic ray ionization rate and their spectrum with near spectroscopy of dense clouds, a testbed for JWST, by Shmuel Bialy et al. Low-energy cosmic rays CRs, control the thermochemical state and the coupling between gas and magnetic fields in dense molecular clouds, the sites of star formation. However, current estimates of the low-energy CR spectrum (e-1 GeV) and the associated CR ionization rate are highly uncertain. We apply for the first time, the new method recently proposed by Bialy 2020, in which H_2 rho vibrational lines in cold molecular clouds are used to constrain the CR ionization rate and the CR spectral shape. Using the MMIRS instrument on the MMT, we obtain deep near-infrared spectra in six positions within four dense cores, G150, G157, G163, G198, with column densities N_H_2 approximator at light year 10^22 cm^-2. We derive 3 sigma tera upper limits on the H_2 1-0 S0 line 2.22 meterum brightness in the range I equals 4.5 to 8.3 t^-8 erg cm^-2 s^-1 steradian^-1. Using both an analytic model and a numerical model of CR propagation, we convert these into upper limits on the CR ionization rate in the cloud's interior, zeta equals 1.0 to 2.6 t^-10^-16, and lower limits on the low energy spectral slope of interstellar CR protons, alpha equals -0.87 to -0.67. We show that while MMT was unable to detect the H_2 lines due to high atmospheric noise, JWST, NearSpec will be able to efficiently detect the CR-excited H_2 lines, making it the ideal method for constraining the otherwise elusive low-energy CRs, shedding light on the sources and propagation modes of CRs. This was constraining the cosmic ray ionization rate and their spectrum with near spectroscopy of dense clouds, a testbed for JWST, by Shmuel Bialy et al.